Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Happy Monday. So much happened over the course of the weekend. We got to get you up to speed. Now, Brad's out today, but we got comedian and former SNL writer LaKendra Tookes hanging out with us. Welcome. Yay.
Thank y'all for having me. Thank you.
Thanks for pulling up. Now, later, another celebrity is paying off people's layaways, and Miley Cyrus reveals who got her to smoke pot again. But first, Portia, what you got?
All right, y'all. Well, by now, everyone knows about comedian Kevin Hart, who had to step down from hosting 2019 Oscars because of a bunch of homophobic tweets from around 2010 and 2011 that he first refused to apologize for, but he ultimately ended up apologizing for those tweets. Anyway, many in the industry have shown Kevin a lot of support. One of them who's been very vocal has been Nick Cannon.
Oh,
yes. He's going to step up for his friend, but Nick defended Kevin by throwing shade at female comedians Amy Schumer, Chelsea Handler, and Sarah Silverman, who have also made very homophobic jokes in the past on social media as well.
Oh.
So Nick said on Twitter, "Interesting. I wonder if there was any backlash here." Then he posted old tweets from Amy, Chelsea, and Sarah where they used gay slurs like this old one from Sarah Silverman. "I don't mean this in a hateful way, but the new Bachelorette's a f-." What do y'all think? Do y'all think that he should have just said his piece without throwing these girls under the bus?
You know, they're comedians. They're going to say things that are provocative. I mean, that's what Richard Pryor built a whole career on, and he's a legend. So, I think Nick Cannon is right to bring this up because there are so many celebrities, actors, producers that do much worse, and they win Oscars.
But look, I think we're missing the point.
What's the point, Gary?
Kevin Hart happens to be a black man, and these are three white women.
Well, I didn't want to go there, but you went there, so now we're there.
Well, if we want to play on that block, I mean, Roseanne lost a whole show and franchise over some tweets. You know what I mean?
That was racist. True.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I felt that that was wrong because at the end of the day, your opinion's your opinion. Everything ain't going to be funny to all people.
Exactly.
I'm not offended by this. Somebody that don't offend me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know people are sensitive right now and, you know, in this climate, but please, I mean, guys be talking about gay jokes, talking about how, like, that Eddie Murphy joke when he got
there,
when he was on top of the police car,
right,
or whatever. And, you know.
Well, I'm just upset because I was actually looking forward to Kevin hosting the Oscars. I think he would have been an amazing host. And, I mean, who are they going to get to host now? Do you guys have any ideas?
So, they're probably going to get Gallagher.
Who is that?
He's going up to the front and
he does the watermelons.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, he smashed watermelons.
See?
That's cultural appropriation right there. No, that's not right.
Well, somebody who's been having a hell of a year is going to be Cardi B, and her last week was super crazy. She not only announced that her marriage to her baby father Offset was over because of his alleged cheating, but she also posted a picture of Culture for the first time.
Yes!
Baby Culture.
Days later, still a cute kid. But she also had to go to court over misdemeanor charges stemming from a fight between her and two sisters who were allegedly having an affair with her dude.
Oh, Lord.
She really went above and beyond.
She was riding hard for him.
Yes.
She didn't want to just let it go.
But with all that, Cardi did get some good news as she was walking out of court. Take a look at the clip.
Cardi, how do you feel to be nominated for that Grammy?
Cardi.
I am?
Yes.
I am?
How many
nominations?
Shout out to the Bronx.
That is the the most Cardi way to find out that you got some Grammy nominations? Right there, coming out of court, wearing that court trench coat and hat looking like Black Carmen Sandiego. That is how you find out about your Grammy nominations, yes, girl.
And I love that she already knew it was a couple. How many?
She said, okay, how many? She knew it wasn't just one.
It ain't just
she
one.
Said, I know I got more than one hit.
I don't think Cardi B has ever gotten bad news.
Never. No.
Like, a relative could die of hers, and then she'll find out the same day that person had a twin.
Yeah, but that was kind of epic
epic. Coming out of court.
You about to lose money, and you finding out you got an award to get some more money.
I mean, have you ever been in a situation where you got some good news at a weird time?
I can't recall.
Oh, but you know there be times like people in the hood, like they'll come home and like the power be out.
Oh.
And then you find out there's a neighborhood blackout.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that you forgot to pay your bill.
Neighborhood blackout. Now, that's a good example.
That's a good example. Tis the season for giving, y'all. Last week, Tyler Perry started a trend by paying off $434,000 worth of layaways at Walmarts in Atlanta. Damn, I should have put some stuff on my way. Yeah, and now Kid Rock is following suit. The rock star cleared away 350 layaway accounts by paying $81,000 and posted the message on his Twitter account. Tyler Perry, great idea. I followed your lead and paid off the layaway at my local Walmart in Nashville. Merry Christmas and God bless you.
Oh,
isn't that nice?
That's nice.
That's cute.
I mean, dang.
That's real cute, kid.
Has this ever happened before? Like, has Oprah done this?
It's been done. I can't remember the celebrities who've done it, but there have been people who've anonymously done this.
Yeah, but I feel funny about that, though.
Why?
Because he only spent $81,000. Tyler Perry spent $434,000.
But that's different money levels.
That's a whole different check.
Yeah. This already going to set Kid Rock back a lot. He didn't have this.
Right.
So is Nashville big? I mean, Nashville, I thought the people all rich. There was a country house or something over there.
No,
just Kid Rock.
This hood's like everywhere.
Yeah, they got the trailer park.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, now a lot of people are claiming Kid wanted to redeem himself from being the Grinch after calling Joy Behar a bitch on Fox News not long ago. Which do y'all think it is? Do y'all think he did it out of his heart? Or do y'all think he did it to, like, redeem himself?
To redeem himself, honey.
Definitely to redeem himself.
After he called Joy a bitch, honey, and it was all on The View, and everybody was talking about it, honey. So he like, I better do something.
There was that one year where, like, he knew that, like, a lot of his fans were kind of, like, broke. So he made his tickets like a dollar.
Good. I wish Beyonce would do that because I've been struggling and she still want me to pay $300.
Yes, it's not going to happen.
What would y'all want Tyler Perry or Kid Rock to pay off for you? Do you guys have any debts that you would want them to pay off for you?
He could just give me a damn job and let me work and pay off my own.
What kind of job you want to do for
Tyler Perry?
Oh,
you
see my Tyler Perry.
Girl, I could be one of them damn shows, honey. Forgive or Forget.
I like Forgive or Forget. That's the name of your show.
Yes,
tonight on Forgive or Forget with Gary.
On the Golden Guys.
Yes, honey.
All right, so let's give a round of applause one time for all the cool moms out there making it happen.
Yes, cool moms.
Future moms on deck. Now, especially the moms who encourage their adult children to light up a little, you know, 420 action.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, after being weed-free for a year, Miley Cyrus says her mom, Tish, got her to start sparking up the Phantom Leaf again.
Yeah, she probably is a little crazy when she's not high.
So being devastated after losing her Malibu home to the Woolsey fires, Miley's mom encouraged a little Puff Puff Pass to keep positive about the situation. So in a recent interview with The Sun, Miley said, we took a little, you know, every now and then, you know. My mom got me back into it. When I'm just working, I don't think I function at my highest. Most intelligent, most being able to be as aware and as present. So I don't smoke when I work, which I totally get it, because it's not for everybody.
If that was Diana Ross telling Tracy to smoke, they would call her every bad name in the damn book. She wouldn't even tell her mother.
Black folks so judgmental. It's legal over there in L.A. They can smoke.
Portia, was you and Lady Di smoking
together? No. She might remember all them whippings she forgot to give me.
One day...
I'll tell my mama done had flashback on me and gone crazy.
One day will you smoke with little baby girls?
Hell no, I don't want my children smoking. No. I'm one of them black people who's judgmental.
Okay.
I don't want my child smoking, okay?
Coming up, Michelle Williams realized her destiny wasn't with fiancé Chad, honey. We'll tell you more after the break. Dish Nation. Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again here, Craig.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Now, all the single ladies, please put your hands up.
Woo-woo.
Hey. Got one in here.
It's one in every crowd. Well, Michelle Williams is back on the market again.
Oh, say it ain't so.
Michelle.
This really bummed me out. So the former Destiny's Child member announced on Instagram to her fans that her and her bae, Chad Johnson, have ended their engagement for good. She wrote, "Guess I still remain single. Things didn't work out. The healing that needs to take place is a must. Don't want to destroy another relationship. Blessings to him, his family, and ministry. Hashtag fearless," which is also the name of a new single.
Right.
It's just a little minor detail.
Money.
A little promo
now,
in there.
Now, weren't they just here not long ago? Did they seem like they were in love to you guys? Did you all feel the love?
They seemed so open and honest while they was here with us.
Yeah, right.
And the fact that Michelle looked genuinely happy.
Mm-hmm.
And Chad seems like a really nice dude. So you're like, okay, good. You're
right,
in good
hands.
And
also, you know, they're Christians. So you think, you know, they both love the Lord. Mm-hmm. Of course, they know how to love each other.
Sometimes you still don't know how to love another
person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there were some things that he had said to her. Like, I think it was one of the things they talked about here that, you know, did you take your meds? So sometimes while you're still going through stuff, you're not strong enough to get over something to move on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's probably what she was going through.
And it sucks because, when you get into a situation with somebody, you don't know all the emotional and mental baggage that come with it.
Right.
And sometimes you try to thug it out. And then it gets to a point where you realize, okay, maybe I'm not the one to help fix you.
Like, right. I still have hope for them for some reason.
You do, she's a survivor. She's gonna make it.
Yeah, she should.
Do it, Michelle. Yeah. You hang in there, girl.
Because he a good man and he look good,
he's
too.
He's cute. Ladies, he's back out there, ladies. Yeah. He's available.
Yo, don't send competition out there. There's more people she's gonna have to fight through.
Chad's officially into black girls now, so maybe, you know, if it doesn't work out with me and Drake, I'll be like, hey, Chad, where your church at?
Yeah.
I come to serve you. Put my prayer cloth on and sit in the front row.
Exactly. All right, moving on. Gabrielle Union is not playing when it comes down to her new bundle of joy, Kavya James.
Oh.
According to reports, Gabrielle made a request to Auntie O that her entire crew get vaccinated before entering her home for their sit-down interview that they had at her home. This comes after a post that she did of her, it was like a little video, of her kissing baby Kavya in the mouth, and that started all the mommy shamers to come on to Gabby.
That was so silly.
Yeah. Well, Gabby wasn't too pleased and revealed she has a nurse on hand and even assured people that she has no visits with sick folks. If you're sick, you can't come to her house. And even had all of Oprah's crew, they got the whooping cough vaccination and made sure they were all current on their personal vaccinations as well before they came into her home.
Gabby is not playing. Now, Portia, you're on your way to being a new mom. Do you think Gabby's taking it to the extreme? Are you going to make us all get a vaccination before we come see baby PJ?
So if Oprah asked me, yes, I would let people come over, and yes, your ass needs to be vaccinated. But me, if it ain't Oprah and you just asking to come over, the answer is no. You can't come over and see her.
Absolutely.
Until she gets to, 3 or 4 months and, you know, and she ready to see people. Mm. But really, if y'all look at it, it wasn't really Gabrielle who demanded this. It was Oprah who told her staff, I want to interview Gabrielle and this new baby, so all y'all got to get this vaccination.
You get a vaccination! You get a vaccination! You get a vaccination!
Yes!
Next, Portia, you seem to be full, honey, of surprises on last night's Real Housewives. But we're going to talk all about that after the break. And promotional consideration. Bye.
Something's happening to curls. It's Conair's Curl Secret. Hair goes in, curl comes out. Easy, fast, fabulous. Curl Secret, only from Conair.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up, y'all?
Yes, honey, it's time for the Real Housewives of Atlanta report. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot happened last night, y'all, on the show. And Portia, darling, you were all up in the mix.
Was I, child?
Yes, honey. Mm-hmm. But you know, honey, what you made me smile. Portia, you made me smile, honey.
No.
Oh, yes, you did, honey, when you surprised Dina Shaw with his birthday present. Let's take a look.
Wow. It's your birthday.
Wow.
I'm pregnant.
Oh. Yo. For real. My bro.
Look, babe. Stop, baby. Aw. I love you.
Aw, so sweet.
That was super sweet.
Sweet.
The reveal of little PJ. Now, Portia, you have been blessed because, honey, men would have just run for the hills, baby.
Why he was gonna run?
Yeah, because, you know, most men are scared of babies, especially they those do. Of African you descent sometimes.
You don't but, know what you know, the reaction could be.
He would have hit you. Let me go get some out the car real quick.
Right.
He hit tires.
Not enough. Your breast was pregnant or if you were, when you pulled your EPT thing out, I'm like, well, I wonder if it's a breast that's pregnant.
I had to show him that to make it real, honey. Okay. You see these lines?
Yes.
Hey, baby, it's coming, okay?
All right, now, head crack. Now, when you found out that you were going to be a dad, how did you feel? Did you get emotional? Did you cry?
Nah, not the first time, but by the fourth time, yeah, I cried.
You did?
The fourth time will get you
My
every time.
My plans are ruined. Just when they was talking.
All right, y'all, it's time for
Instagram Girl.
Okay, so LaKendra, this is what we do.
Okay.
We have a section in the show where we celebrate a lot of celebrities' beautiful bodies, honey. Most of them are killing it on the gram, showing those sexy photos that everybody raves about. And so we're going to do that today, and I want you to be a part of it.
I'm ready. Let's do
yes,
it.
Yes, girl. All right, so we're going to start with Angela Simmons. Angela Simmons did it one more time for the gram over the weekend while attending Art Basel in Miami, honey. Take a look.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, yes, Angela.
The trap is open.
Oh. Come on, Angela. Is she wearing some go naked hair?
I would love to claim it, honey, because it's hitting the wind, baby.
Yeah. And her recovery game is strong. I mean, because, like, the baby's only, like, what, one?
Yeah, her baby is pretty young.
Her daddy's the pastor. He needs to stop that.
You got
to
watch out for them PKs. Because they are wild.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to get into Insta Damn Dude. Yes, honey, feast your eyes upon the sixth god, a.k.a. Drake.
Yes, that's just some hot beigeness right there.
Yeah.
He look all right, but he needs to be broader in the shoulders or something.
Well, you know what? He's just getting started with this body. I think he's got a long way to go, and I think soon, maybe give him 6 more months.
He just had surgery, child.
So you think he went and got went to Columbia and got that old, it's called sculpting.
Yeah, he did some sculpting.
Some sculpting.
He got a little sculpture. I ain't mad at you, Drake. I know you like dark-skinned girls, so holla.
And thick.
He likes some thick.
Yeah, like
some BBW.
Yes, he does.
Isn't that why he's beefing up right now? So he can pick.
That's what it is. He did say that in one of his songs, didn't he?
He did say that.
He likes a BBW, so when their friends see it, they get uncomfortable.
That's right. Well, I mean, I think he can pick me up.
You got to eat some more.
I know. I need to thicken up.
Yeah, you got to thicken up.
I'll
thicken
up. BBW, yeah.
Big beautiful women.
Oh, big, beautiful. Big bold white women.
That's BBWW.
Oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Yo, what up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Now, talk about a crazy story. Now, they got this thing called Wanted Wednesdays, right? The Richland Police Department does this. And they posted an ad on social media announcing a man by the name of Anthony Akers. Now, he was wanted by the Washington State Department of Corrections for failing to comply with sentencing.
Oh,
it's kind of par for the course.
Yeah.
People ain't
who
like
wants
sprinting?
To comply? No one wants to comply.
At all. Well, about 5 hours later, the ad received the response in the comment section from Mr. Akers. That's the dude who was wanted.
Okay.
And he told the police to calm down, and he was going to turn himself in shortly.
Now, how the hell are you trolling yourself?
Yeah.
He told on himself in the comment section.
He said, keep calm and give me a chance to turn myself in.
Yeah.
And of course, he didn't show up and police reached out to the same post letting him know he needs to turn himself in ASAP.
Then what'd he say?
He said he had a few loose ends to tie up and he's going to turn himself in no later than lunchtime and apologize, claiming that he has commitment issues.
Oh, that's kind of like when I answer the phone when bill collectors call and I give them a reason. I just don't give them a date. I'm going to pay the bill.
Right.
So if you guys were ever wanted by the police, how would y'all respond?
I'd be tearing down 500. I'm like, I'm on my way, honey, girl. Ain't no way in hell. You wouldn't get no time to want me. I'm in there, honey.
And that's going to solve that dating problem.
Yeah, well, and I'll be happy for a week.
What about you?
I'm going to try to leave the country before they revoke my passport. I'm out of here, and I'm out. Me and Tina Turner going to be living in Switzerland.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.